Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, man. What a great song. Ocean Man Liam. Playing the end of the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. Hey, everyone. Welcome to KCNR Radio's Enjoy the Show on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine because they are out enjoying the beautiful season right now. And tonight, I'm also joined with my good friend and executive director, John Truitt. John, how's it going?
I'm great, Blake. Thanks for having me on.
John, we're at KCNR, downtown radio station. How's that?
You know, it feels really great to be here. You know, KCNR, they've got a lot of great talent that works here. And, of course, you know, Carl and Linda are great assets in downtown. They've done so much for downtown and so much for the community, period. You know, it seems like Linda and Carl are always doing something fantastic. So I always feel, you know, when I'm here that I'm actually in their house.
It sort of does. It is their house. Linda Bott, you know, she was a gold digger for Dean Martin. And so when you walk into KCNR, you get to see a lot of that memorabilia. John, when I started with Viva Downtown, I remember going with you as one of the first jobs to celebrate their 10 years in downtown Reading. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was pretty cool. Well, hey, guys, we're in downtown Reading. There's a lot of things happening in downtown, and I'm always excited to share that on the show. You know, coming up this weekend is the kickoff to Cool April Nights. We're being joined by Ken Costner of Cool April Nights to talk about that. We're also going to have two guests from the Reading Fashion Alliance, the Makery Space in downtown Reading, Brant Taylor and Abigail Young, to talk about their fashion show this weekend. And John's here to talk about what's happening in downtown with all the development and Reading Cultural District stuff.
Well, you know, it is pretty amazing all the stuff that has happened in downtown. But, you know, one of the things that that people, you know, pay a lot of attention to are, you know, kind of the streets and the buildings and all of the construction that they've seen. But also, you know, there's just a lot of groovy new organizations and businesses that are in downtown. I'm going to take just a minute to talk about the businesses. You know, Reading Fashion Alliance has some really cool stuff going, and I'm glad that those folks are going to be here tonight to talk about what that organization is, what that organization plans to do, and all the different ways that it can really help people. That's amazing. You know, Visit Reading also has an office here in downtown now. That's our tourism bureau here for Reading, and it's great seeing Visit Reading here because you have a connection with all kinds of photographers. They're taking all kinds of great pictures around our community and around Shasta County and Northern California, but they all meet here in downtown. This is kind of their hub, and so that's really cool to know. And then you have, you know, the Chamber moved here in downtown just a few years back. You've got Shasta County Arts Council. I mean, I can look across the street right now and see the Arts Council, and they're going through an amazing renaissance right now. All kinds of really cool stuff going. Just a few weeks ago, I was at their school juried art show, you know, and just showing off all of the talent that young people have in our community. You know, you've got Shasta Historical Society that's got their groovy place and museum, and they're going through a renaissance of their own right now. And then, you know, we really can't underestimate the Bike Depot and Shasta Living Streets. You know, the Bike Depot is going to be opening up in about a month, and so I'm sure that, you know, as time goes on, they'll be talking about that more on this show. But, you know, Shasta Living Streets and just what they've done for downtown and making people aware of complete streets and mobility and living close to where you work and all that stuff, they've just done a fantastic job in downtown. So as I walk around, I just think about the people and the organizations that have done great things and are poised to do even greater things, and I'm just really excited.
And we're joined by one of those people who are doing great things, not only with these organizations that you mentioned.
You're talking about yourself right now?
No. There it is.
You know, for those of you who are listening, you know, Blake was selected as the Legends Leaders by the Chamber of Commerce, yeah, and the Record Searchlight. You were chosen as the Rising Star.
Rising Star of the Year.
So tell me, what is a rising star? What does a rising star do during the day?
Oh man, this is the type of questions,
because stars come out at night. So I'm sort of curious what this particular star here does during the day.
This star is active 24/7 and surrounded by a lot of constellation of stars. Especially the organizations that you mentioned. You know, the Rising Star is, I'm in good company. And I looked up what the Rising Star Award meant, and that's awarded by Five Star Bank at the Legends and Leaders program. And it recognizes the young professional of the year in their different backgrounds, whether you're a business owner, your own entrepreneur, involved in the community as community leadership. So Amanda, who runs Fall River, she is a recipient. Luke Miner, who's one of the downtown developers, he's
a
recipient.
Right. That's right.
And then to be recognized by the Chamber and Five Star Bank, that was a real honor to be recognized as a rising star. And, you know, what I wanted to say was, I'm encouraged that our city recognizes young professionals because, you know, they make a difference, and we want to create a better place to live, work, and play. So.
Well, you definitely do some amazing work, not just in downtown, but also in the community. You know, when you were saying Active 20, I thought you were going to talk about the Active 2030 Club, and I know that you were instrumental in the Active 2030 Club. I guess there's Active 2030 Clubs all over the United States. And I guess they had their Western Conference here in Reading, in downtown. They met at the IOF Hall and stayed in downtown, stayed at hotels and motels in downtown Reading. So tell me, how did you score that? How did you manage to bring something national here into downtown?
Well, John, you're talking about all these different groups that – outside of Viva Downtown as program coordinator, I'm with the Shasta Historical Society, work with community theaters, and yes, Active 2030 Club is one of the groups that I am excited and lucky to be a part of. So yeah, this year we hosted our very first national conference, Western Conference. We invited everybody from California, Oregon, Washington, Canada, to come to Redding, California. And the reason why we were able to pull that off is because of the significant development that's happening in our downtown Reading area. And with our leadership going to national and coordinating this, our Active 2030 Club is one of the strongest and most organized post-pandemic. And our downtown has a lot of resources that are also catering to groups being able to come here and check it out. So they actually met in the IOF Hall, the oldest brick structure in Reading, at the heart and center of all the development that was happening around. And so they coordinated the group. And one of those things was they filled up the Americana Hotel right across the street in downtown Reading.
That's correct.
They went and supported downtown businesses like the Dip, the Post Office, I'm naming the bars, for the Active 2030 Club. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when everyone came to downtown Reading, there's also a focus on the mission statement. And so Pathways to Hope holds this is the youth organization. Mm-hmm. Michael Burke runs this organization.
He does a great job, too.
Pathways to Hope hosts a summer camp every single year that brings kids that need positive resources and positive influences out of troubled backgrounds called Camp Hope. And the mission this year was coordinating and bringing all the Active 2030 Club to raise funds. These people came and raised funds. And we also stuffed backpacks for every single student that had resources that they can hold during the week, you know, towels, shampoo, soap.
Whoa, so let me get this straight. So all of these people that came from all over the Western United States and Canada, mm-hmm. they came in and they helped your group mm-hmm. stuff these bags full of donated stuff to give to kids locally. So you were able to recruit all of these volunteers from all over the Pacific Coast mm-hmm. to help do things for Pathways to Hope?
Yes.
That's absolutely fantastic. I love hearing that.
That was a great, that was a wonderful, wonderful day. And I see our commercials coming up in a little bit. Yeah. Actor 2030 Club. What a wonderful organization. Some of those events that you could recognize, they do the Christmas parade in downtown Reading. They are getting ready for their scholarship funds to raise money. They usually raise around $10,000 to $20,000 for students in the area to do a shopping spree just before classes start. And we just finished our first five Week of the Child events, where it's the boxcar races out here on South City Park adjacent to downtown.
Pretty amazing. No wonder you're a star. Speaking of stars, I understand that Abigail Young and Brant Taylor, they're here in the building. They're going to be talking about Reading Fashion Alliance, and that's coming up right after this message.
Right after this, talk about their fashion show.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, welcome back to KCNR Radio. This is Enjoy the Show tonight, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown with Mr.
And I'm John Trura from Viva Downtown as well. You know, hey, Stevie Wonder, you know, thanks for playing that. I mean, today just seemed like
a perfect day
to listen to Stevie, so thank you for that.
Liam, you always choose the coolest music.
You have no idea what I have lined up.
Well, hey, welcome back to the show. Tonight, as a reminder, Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine, they're enjoying the night off. So Viva Downtown is here for a downtown takeover, and we're excited to introduce our next guests, Miss Abigail Young and Brant Taylor from the Reading Fashion Alliance, talking about their weekend fashion show. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Good. How are you two?
Doing excellent. How are you?
You two are no strangers to downtown Reading.
That's absolutely true.
Oh, my gosh. Brant, I remember you here over working at Cedar Crest Brewery.
Absolutely.
And then now you're with the Reading Fashion Alliance.
Yep. Just want to stick, you know, close to the turf, you know?
Keep it downtown,
yeah, exactly.
Right across the street.
Absolutely.
And Miss Abby, you have been a guest on here quite a couple of times, so it's always good to see you back here.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be back.
So, Abby, Brant, tell us what's going on this weekend.
We are going to have a sustainable fashion show that is also collaborating with the Makery at Reading, California. And it's going to be a contest and we are going to have 9 contestants who are going to be in it. And we will have judging and we'll have a winner that's going to get a substantial prize. So I'm really excited for it. Brant and I will be the host of it. We also will have a film that is all about kind of what we did. It's like a spoof of the Project Runway.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah
we had the Reading Buzz team come in and do a whole little video montage of these 9 contestants. And we are doing a show about recycling, upcycling fashion and getting them to choose a style and outfit that is springtime themed. And we're going to have them upcycle that, and it's going to go down the runway on Saturday. And so there's a bunch of cool looks that they've done, and you know, each designer has their own little flair, and they've created some really cool designs, and we're kind of excited to see it come down and check it out.
So for those who might be listening that don't already know about Reading Fashion Alliance, you know, what can you tell us about the Fashion Alliance? I mean, what is it? Where is it? Who does it? What's it all about?
So currently we're located on Market and Placer, and we do small batch manufacturing. So we start designers off of who want to do small batch, and we create prototypes for them. We also do alterations. I am the head of the alterations. And I also do costume designing, and so I do that through the Fashion Alliance as well. And it's also a maker space. So designers who are located in Reading can rent the space and create and feel free to be themselves there.
Absolutely. Actually, I want to harp on that one more time. Like, I think if you're a local designer and you have something that you've been working on at home and you kind of want to start expanding that, the Reading Fashion Alliance has a really amazing space with industrial machines and a lot of experts in their field. So if you're somebody that's trying to create something for yourself and trying to create a brand for yourself, that spot, we're really capable and really excited to kind of bring you in and kind of get you launched in starting your own brand.
That sounds amazing. So, you know, we're talking about designers, but, you know, also what if you're just someone who wants to sew?
Absolutely. We actually do where you can just rent the space by the hour. So mm-hmm. You can on Saturdays is $5 a day. During the week, it's I believe it's $5 an hour, and I think it's $20 for the day because they're only open from 11 to 4, Tuesday through Saturdays. So it's just – it's a really good place to be able to create mm-hmm. and to indulge in the love of fashion.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of really good, like, seasoned vets that are in there uh-huh. that have seen a lot of different things, and if you're trying to make something new, they've probably seen it before, and they can kind of help you kind of like navigate your own little project. So
absolutely.
Oh, so there's some learning and some
absolutely.
Training that goes on
absolutely.
Down there too. Wow, that is really cool. And then, you know, I heard alterations. So if you, let's say, you know, you got a pair of pants, the hem goes out on it or something like that, you know, those of us who don't know how to sew, we take things down there for alteration and repair?
Absolutely. I actually I do anything from pant hems to wedding dresses. I just had a bride come all the way from Tennessee to come see me. So I could do it all.
Abby can. There's a patch over across the street at here's an Enjoy the Store plug, since it is Enjoy. They're selling Reading, California sundial bridge patches.
Mm-hmm.
And Abby took those patches and sewed it on one of my jackets. So if you have patches that need to be sewed on, Abby's team can make that covered. And John, you brought up learning. I feel like you guys teach kids too these how to sew, all these youth program classes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We do kids to adults. So the age range starts at 7 years old, and then it goes up from there. And we have summer courses. We have just workshops if you want to learn something specific. And we also have like a, where you can do a whole month of courses. So it's like four courses for $100. You can start a beginner to intermediate to pattern making. It's really, you just get to learn how to sew and you don't have to do the education of a fashion school. You can learn it right here locally. It's incredible. This is all that I ever wanted.
That is amazing. So, Brandt, tell me, what drew you to the space? I mean, did you always have this talent, and now you found a home, or did you learn from them, or tell us your story?
Actually, I would say, my background is kind of left field from sewing and making stuff. I spent the last 12 years being a professional brewer. So I was making beer and doing all that kind of stuff. And once we hit like 2020, things got a little weird, and I kind of wanted to make a little pivot and find something else fun to do, and made a connection with RFA and took a couple sewing classes. I started my own fashion brand and just kind of hit the ground running and kind of have had some awesome backup with them. And yeah, it's been a wonderful connection.
So when you say your own fashion brand, I heard you mentioned the term small batch manufacturing. So for
Correct.
Those of us who haven't heard those
Right.
three words together, can you explain to us what that
yeah,
means?
Yeah, I'll give a good example. So I actually have been working on a kimono and a pair of pants collection with Reading Fashion Alliance. And so what small batch is if you're wanting to work on something that is just a smaller scale, what you can do a lot of times is you can go online, you could find a cool graphic, you could put it on a t-shirt and get a bunch of blank t-shirts made. But what RFA does is actually make something custom and completely to your specs, and then you can kind of like have a lot more say on how the product comes out. So I'm doing that with this kimono and these pants, and they're a lot more tailored to what I'm trying to do for my brand, and it's turned out pretty cool.
And so it's your own label.
Absolutely.
Wow, it's pretty amazing.
Well, tell us about this Reading Fashion Show competition that's happening. You said it was upscaling or
upcycling.
Upcycling.
So essentially we allow these nine contestants to go to Goodwill or Salvation Army or anywhere where they could find already used garments, and then find a print or their own imagination on how to upcycle those garments into being something brand new and kind of revitalized. They all were so unique. I think you can agree, Abby. They're all none of them are similar at all.
Yeah.
And all kind of coming from different walks of life. We have two contestants that are librarians, and they're just making some really fun things, and they have their very own unique vibes. They are essentially taking just – some of them are taking tablecloths. Some of them are taking, like, old dresses and just creating a whole new garment.
Yeah, and we actually really discovered new designers around town. So actually one of the contestants is the manager at Joann's, and giving her a new life of being a fashion designer that she always wanted to do. So I think it's really cool that we're creating more of a community through this. And putting people on film gives them such a new confidence that I love seeing.
Absolutely.
And I'm really excited to see this collaboration with Reading Buzz. Like, the film, the promo is already out. You can find it on the Reading Buzz and also the ReadingFashionAlliance.com. So you can see the promo of it. So it's coming. It's this Saturday. So the actual fashion show starts at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8. The vintage fair starts at 4. It will all be in the atrium in downtown Reading. And
that's on the corner of Market and Placer.
Correct.
Market and Placer.
Great. And so 4 p.m., open to the public?
Yep.
Open.
Absolutely. Come on through. We can get tickets at the door.
Yes, we can. Yeah, it's $25 per ticket, but you can start at 4 and just go all the way till 8. And
yeah, we'll be hanging out. We'll be showing up, and we'll be running. We'll be the host of the show, mm-hmm. So we'll be running it all. We're excited.
The host with the most.
That's exactly it.
So if I want to learn more, if I want to get a ticket, I can go online?
Yes, it's through Eventbrite, but if you go onto the ReadingFashionAlliance.com or through our Facebook page, or you can even find me on Facebook, Abigail Young, I have shared it multiple times, you can just get the tickets there, or like Brandt said, you can just show up and buy your tickets on the spot.
So, you know, I always forget, like, you know, addresses and stuff like this, but I always remember the name of some place. So if mm-hmm. I just type Reading Fashion Alliance in any search engine,
it would pop up?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's diagonal from the Cascade Theater. That's how I like to do it.
That's, see, there it is. And Umbrella Alley, you know, there's the other one, right?
Mm-hmm. It used to be.
Wow, I'm really excited for you guys, and you're the host, so it's like you're
Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn of the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, and they got nothing on you. You guys look absolutely fantastic today, by the way.
Thank you.
We're excited. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And then you could find that atrium, The Makery, another downtown business, is partnering with them, with a couple of the other vintage stores that have opened up around town. Friday's Vintage, the newest downtown business, is also going to have vintage clothes there.
I believe Abe had Dash. Is also going to be there and Abe's a few others.
Whoa. So yeah. Two downtown businesses.
Yeah, and these vintage stores look absolutely fantastic. I mean, I have to admit, they're not what I thought they would be. I mean, you walk in to these new places and the experience is just really, really cool. And the staff is cool and they've got, like, fantastic stuff. Really, really enjoying it.
It's a perfect example of what we're trying to, like, promote on that day, which is, like, kind of giving old stuff a rebirth. Mm. And so they're really kind of, like, stepping into the whole business model of that. And we think it's really exciting. So we're excited that they're partnering with us for this event.
We're excited, too. Thank you, guys. Hey, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We're going to have Ken Kosler from Cool April Nights joining us as our next guest.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey everyone, welcome back to KCNR Radio, the Enjoy the Show Hour. We're on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, joined with
John Truett from Viva Downtown, and I am hooked on a feeling.
He is hooked on a feeling. There was the song before this, the radio, the advertisement song was playing, and I thought it was bringing us in, so I kept on jumping the gun.
A little bit.
That's okay. Hey, new to show business. Hey, as a reminder, James and Rhonda. They're enjoying the beautiful weather tonight. So Viva Downtown is doing a downtown takeover. Our next guest is from Cool April Nights, because tomorrow is the kickoff to this significant cultural event that happens every single year here in the Reading Cultural District and across Reading. And tonight we're joined with Mr. Ken Costner from Cool April Nights. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate that. And that music was great. I feel like I was wanting to be in my 69 Camaro cruising town.
With this type of weather, yes. Oh, my gosh.
You know, I've had so many people over the last 8 weeks. What's the weather going to be like? Well, I don't know. If you see me walking across Whiskey Town Lake, I could tell you. But I think it's going to be in the 80s, and I think I'm pretty spot on.
You are.
It's going to be
amazing.
Fantastic.
Right on.
Well, thanks for having me, too. That's very cool.
So Friday, we start with a car show in downtown Reading.
Yes, we do.
And that is also Ion, mm-hmm. I suppose, is also working with that. Ken, you've, over the past few years, you know, Cool April Nights has brought on so many community partners, and you've got these big shows, and what was a weekend has now turned into a big week-long event. Congratulations. I understand that there's not many of you that put this project together.
There's only about 13 of us. But we have a lot of volunteers. We're all volunteers. No one gets any money from this, but we just love cars. I do. And, there's 13 of us on the board, and, we've got a lot of fantastic volunteers, and we put this thing on. We work the board. We meet all year round, pretty much, mm-hmm. and figure out what we're going to do. And I've got 27 show and shines booked from tomorrow to following Friday. And then, of course, the big show is at the Civic Auditorium. And last year was a pretty good record setter because of the weather, and COVID knocked us out for 2 years. People were just like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to get my car out. A lot of people over the 2 years worked on cars, mm-hmm. so they're just displaying their new hobby. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be – I think it's even going to be bigger this year, because the whole week looks like it's going to be fantastic weather. Ken, I'm excited.
Ken, so how would you describe – what is Cool April Nights for those who don't know?
Cool April Nights is basically a big car show. If you're in – and I think everybody's kind of into cars, seeing old cars. And that's why we have so many show and shines, because these businesses want to attract – people to their business that maybe never even knew they were in Reading, and people come by and see cars and whoa, I'm going to go see that. I go to a lot of car shows, and I go to Hot August Nights as well. And there's just, I mean, people are just always saying, I had this car in high school, or I remember my dad had this car, and it's all about cars. Mm. And it just brings so many people into this community. And, we bring some bucks into this community over the 10 days.
You absolutely do. I think the economic impact has, everybody is aware of that. And for 13 volunteers, to have such an impact, not just on the immediate economy, you know, filling up restaurants and hotels and all that, but also just kind of the vibe that you create for Reading, for just tourism, in general, you know, holding the event on such a great time of year, kick off to the summer season, which is notoriously, you know, big for tourists, and just really putting the best foot forward for our community. My hat's absolutely off to you people.
Absolutely. It's a lot of work, but it's fun, especially when I own a couple of Camaros, and I just, to get them out and show them, I'm more than happy to do that. And then to answer questions, you sit by your car and you'll get 100 questions in an hour. You know, what's the engine? And I had one of these, and it's just fun, and it's a neat community. And the kids, it's fun, because when we go to the high schools and stuff, they'll see a little crank on the window or on the door, and they'll go, what is that? And you roll the window up, and they go, whoa. They don't know what that is. You usually press the button, right, and the window goes up and down, but they're right. Going, whoa.
Right.
And if your car says it goes 160 on the speedometer, they think that car is going to go 160. But it's cool, because they have so many interesting questions. And, you know, that youth is, they're into cars, and they, and if they don't know, they're going to ask you. So that's what's kind of cool. That's what's really cool about it.
Well, you know, I mean, we're all connected to cars. I mean, you know, any of us adults who have a driver's license, I mean, we've mm-hmm. all driven cars. I mean, it's something that we all have in common. And what I find so fascinating about it, and I really don't think about it until I'm at Cool April Nights, but when I'm down there or I'm at a show and shine or at the big event at the Civic Auditorium, you know, I'll see these things that suddenly connect me to my past and bring back certain memories and even certain colors and just it's a strange thing that we all have in common. I think that has a lot to do with the popularity. So tell me, what drew you to it? What made you so interested in cars and car shows that you're willing to do this?
Probably my dad. He had a 56 Chevy that there was five in my family, so there was seven of us in that 57 Chevy driving, or 56 Chevy, driving it to Sacramento and back and everything else. And my dad let me sit behind the wheel one time. And I don't know if you know about a 57 Chevy, but the dash on this side has a little hump mm-hmm. that maybe has the clock in it or whatever. I used to act as that was my steering wheel, and I would, you know, act like I'm driving that car. And then I grew up on a farm, so the tractor and the farm truck, and I just loved it. And then I just started getting into fixing engines, and just something I've always had. And cruising, and I grew up in Marysville, Yuba City area, mm-hmm. and cruising those cities was huge. And when I moved here in 77, they had a cruise right outside your window, all in downtown Reading. Mm-hmm. And everybody would park at the parking structure up on top, watching the cruise. It's just something that everybody grew up with, cruising. And I mean, I played football Friday nights, and I couldn't wait to get out of the football game and get in my car and cruise. Mm. Because that's just when everybody, it was a social thing, right? It was a social thing. And now it's a social thing because so many people, they just love old cars. And if they didn't have one, they wanted one, and they want one. And I wish I had a dollar for everybody that asked me if I was selling it. So it's just fun. It's just been in my blood. So I got involved with it. And when I had the chance to be on the board in 2017, I think, I said, oh yeah, yeah, I can help out.
So you got a couple of Camaros.
I do.
What year?
69 SS and a 1974 Z28.
So what's considered a classic car now? So what year and earlier is considered a classic car now?
We think because you have to have a 1979 or older car to get it into Cool April Nights.
Okay.
So anything 79 and older, that's fine with me.
So does that mean like a Ford Pinto can
You know, we all kind of laugh at Ford Pintos, but
we do.
I've been watching Meekum and Barrett Jackson. I go to those auctions, and you wouldn't believe those and Pacers. Remember the Pacer?
Yeah.
We called it the Rock Thrower's Paradise because it was all windows.
Right.
And they're just, I think, station wagons are very hot right now.
So but let's go back to the Pinto.
Because
I actually can't believe this. So, so you know, because when I think of a Pinto, I think of a classic pea green, okay, fake wood paneling. This is just the whole nine yards, okay?
Yep.
That's considered a classic car nowadays?
Yes.
And, you know, I got to tell you, I got to admit, if I saw one or I saw a couple, I would walk around it for at least 15 minutes just checking it out.
You would, because a lot of people owned Pintos. Some of them still have flammable stickers on the back of them. So, yeah. I mean, they have fun with it, and some have put V8 engines in them. And,
right.
I mean, it's just incredible. But it's just fun because you kind of forget. Like my Z28 has the big block letters on the hood.
Yep.
Because that's how they came out with it in 74. And people forget that. They go, I forgot that they did that. So it's just cool. It's just cool.
So what draws you to the Camaro? Did you have one when you were young, or was it kind of a car that you always wanted? I mean, what's the scene with that?
My first car was a Vega. Why? Because it was Camaro's little brother, they named it. And I couldn't afford a Camaro in high school. So I bought a Vega. And then my first new car was a 76 Camaro. And I just always had Camaros.
Now, I take it that this isn't the same Camaro. Have you kept this?
No. Okay. No, I bought the 69. They were turning it into to get on the drag strip.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it in the paper for $4,000 in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't pull out $4,000 fast enough. It was not pretty, but it was fun ordering parts and putting it back together.
So what have you put into it? How much have you put into it, if I might ask?
I paid I probably put 15 into it, and not including labor because I did most of the labor, which most people do. It's just something in the wintertime. You're in your garage. You have the stereo going, maybe a couple of adult beverages. Who knows?
Hey.
Right.
And you're listening to rock and roll and working on your car. And I'm not the only one because I talk to people. In the wintertime, we miss driving them, so we'll go and start them up in our garage just to smell that high octane burn. I know, but it's fun. There's people out there listening going, he's right. I'm telling you.
You are absolutely right. So what have you done? What have you done special to them to trick them out, to make them your own?
I basically left them stock. I wanted to turn them back into stock. The 74 I bought out of Washington, and it was basically the way it looks today. They had already restored it, and which was great. I restored mine back to original, so it looks like a original car off the 69 floor. So, but a lot of people, my buddy's working on a 68, and he's got a 427. Blown engine, and it's going to be pretty hot. A lot of people are doing that.
Well, I can tell you have definitely earned your CV. So when we come back, you're going to tell us all about what to expect during Cool April Nights,
sure.
How to get there, what to do, what to look forward to, all of that good stuff about this event that's coming up for
Let's
us.
Do it.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts, don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
rider. The low rider is a little higher.
Here it comes.
Yeah, baby.
We gotta get that cowbell in here. Do you
we
guys
need more cowbell?
More cowbell. Do you guys remember when George Lopez's face would pop up at, you know, 3 a.m. with this song in the George Lopez show? Do you guys remember that?
No. Ken and I come from a different generation.
Liam died. We Liam
do. It was always such a fever dream.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to KCNR Enjoy the Show Radio tonight on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, joined with Mr.
John Truitt from Viva Downtown Reading.
And we've got Ken Costner talking about cool April nights and the kickoff happening tomorrow. We got a wonderful masterclass on what it takes to, you know, have your own car, what you put in your car. And now we're going to talk about how you can see these cars on this next portion to bring us on home. So tomorrow we're starting it off with the Cool April Nights.
Right down the street.
Yep. Spring yep. Fest car show. What is that like to bring the show to downtown? Do you, because this is the second year that we're seeing it.
When you guys invited us, that's one thing you wanted to do is try to bring people to downtown, which mm-hmm. I thought was a wonderful idea. And it certainly did last year. Last year was above the top, what I thought. It was really well done.
Wow.
And a lot of people showed up, and a lot of people said, I hope you guys do this, because we have a booth. We'll have a booth there tomorrow. And they said, I hope you guys do this again next year, which we are. It's the sixth annual. Right?
Yeah,
sixth
this annual. Is ION. You know, this. I have a little write-up from Patrick from ION. ION Network is one of the community group businesses that are around the area. And they started this event because they want to give back to the community. So the reason why they started these car show, their version, is to raise money to give back to one of these different nonprofits. This year they've chose Pathways, we're mentioning it again, Pathways to Hope for Children and Shining Care. So the 75 cars that are registered and everybody that participates, the money is raised to go back to these nonprofits in the area. And so Cool April Nights and ION Network has partnered up for their second annual downtown car show. And what I think is very special about this is that it's on the revitalized open up streets that are in downtown, because that once used to be Highway 99.
Absolutely.
Where yes. cars used to go down
That's
there.
That's true.
And so, and getting ready, early May, those streets are officially going to connect again to where that cruise route was. Mm-hmm. California, Pine Street, and mm-hmm. Market Street are all going to be connected again. So I hope that even though when Cool April Nights ends, we're going to see these classic cars driving around our downtown. So tomorrow's show, to kick off Cool April Nights, is going to be at 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. They've got food vendors from Good Times Pizza, Bartosh, one of the live bands, is going to be playing
right
out in front of Wavelengths, one of the cool historic places. And so that's going to kick it off. So, Ken, take it away. What can we expect this week? I see your long, long list of Cool April Nights events.
Pretty amazing, Ken.
27 show and shines starting tomorrow night, and then Saturday, Lithia Chevrolet will kick it off. And they always donate an engine every year. We sell the tickets, and then that goes into our pot to be able to send all these checks to kids programs, which that's one of our favorite things to do after it's all said and done, how much is left over, and then we disperse the money. So Lithia will start it off, and then several years ago I met with Anderson River Park because I really thought that would be a fantastic place to have a show. And it has certainly turned out to be a great venue for show and shines at the Anderson River Park. Then we go to Big League Dreams, which is down the street. And that's on the ball field, and that's pretty good. And that's three of them on Saturday, and that takes care of the whole day. Sunday, Kent's Meats has been with us forever. And you don't think you get very many cars in Kent's Meats parking lot? I've seen 200-plus cars in that parking lot. Yeah, so that's always a really big hit. And then Wind River's a big hit. And then we have Locust Street Auto Shop, this is their first year, and they're on Locust Street. And, boy, I took a tour when I handed out posters, and I didn't even know it was that big. Because from the street, it doesn't look like it's deep. So they're going to have big trucks running over junk cars, and they're going to have a fun time.
Whoa.
And then Colts 45 is really – that was first one last year, and I think he got 300-plus cars and parking on the outfield at Colts 45 at Tigers Field. And then it just goes on from there. Monday we have Willow Springs, we have Subarama, we have Red Lion Hotels, and then Tuesday, you know, I said some businesses want to highlight that they're here in town. Well, WCP is a big corrugated company, and nobody even knows they're here. And they said, we want people to know we're here, so we want to do a Cool April Nights car show because cars attract people. So that'll be a good one. And then Kubler's Furniture, Riverview has been one of the icon. They have it on the driving range. And I keep trying to get Randy Jensen and some of the guys to have somebody go out there and get a bucket of balls and act like they're going to hit some balls at the driving range with 400 classic cars sitting out there and just watch people's.
You hit it, you buy it.
You hit it, you buy it. And there's a lot of them I'd like to hit and buy. So that one's good. And then Simpson University puts on a really nice car show. They did it first time last year, and they were expecting 30 or 40 cars. They got over 100, so that was a big plus. And then what do we have? We have Paint Mart. I know they had a little issue with the fire, but they're still going to have it along with Interstate Battery.
That's great.
And they've got a little trailer out there that you go and buy paint and stuff. So they want people to know that, hey, we're still in business. And then Hen House has been with us for a long time. If you want to have fun and see some burnouts, go out to Hen House. And I don't think you ought to burn out, personally. I'll leave that at that. And then Reading Motorsports. Have you guys been out to the new drag strip?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Tony Trimp and his crew will be out there, and they'll be doing a car show as well as drag racing later that night and this weekend. And then Players Pizza is the first time, and they're in Anderson, and they're going to be right around dinner time, and they're really looking forward to it. R&R Auto, been a long time with us, R&R Auto. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Pops 50. Did you hear about Pops 50?
Pops had a fire just like Paint Mart. There's been these random fires popping up. So,
but I understand that there was a special commemorative cup that's been made that people can get to help Pops rebuild.
Yeah. We're trying to work something out, but so far I haven't got a hold of Ken, who owns it.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure he's just – because he really looks forward to Cool April Nights. Mm-hmm. And if you've been to Pops 50 on a Thursday night, you were in for a treat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I'm going to go back because Dude's Drive-In is also doing one on Monday.
Dude's at Enterprise.
And Dude's was packed last year.
Uh-huh.
And then Pete's Restaurant at Pete's Restaurant and Brew House after Simpson University. So you leave there and go right into Pete's Brew House.
That's amazing.
And I said, R&R, Pops 50, I don't know. Gosh, I'm just sick about it. Crown Motors always has a big show, and they're gonna be excited about that. Thursday night is a cornhole tournament at the Civic, inside the Civic Auditorium. Then Friday is some of the schools, Enterprise High School, and registration, by the way, is still open. You can't pre-register now. But on Wednesday, the 26th, you could go to the Civic and register a car. So you could still register your car.
Oh, that's terrific. Good to know.
Yeah, and then you go and pick up your swag bag, which a couple weeks ago we spent 5 hours putting swag bags together. But
congratulations.
That's okay. And go pick up your swag bag. Still register if you want to register. Hope you do. And I think people were looking at the weather, and now they're going, I'm going to go play with my car.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen both Wednesday, Thursday at the Civic to register. And then Friday you could still register. And Enterprise High School has theirs. Some of the other high schools will have theirs.
Wow.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, in the years past, they had it at Benton Air Park. But Benton Air Park sold and they're not available. So it's going to be at San Francisco Deli. and they have a huge parking
lot. There's a lot of space out there.
And O'Reilly's always has raffles, and it's going to be a good one.
Right.
And then that leads right into Marquise Shasta and Mechanics Bank, and then boom, we got the cruise going on at 6:30 to 8 o'clock.
On Hilltop Drive.
That's one of the coolest experiences in Reading.
If you haven't been to the cruise, and then, you know, I've always cruised it, and you have people standing there doing, you know, burn out, come on, burn out, and there's a cop right next to you, so you just kind of like, oh, not yet. But
not yet.
People are having fun. I don't know how many people. 10,000, over 10,000 people will show up.
This is amazing how many people and how many groups you have coming out. So, Ken, before we close,
sure.
If somebody wants to learn more, what should they search for? Cool April Nights on any search engine and they'll find out about you?
Absolutely. Like this schedule I have in my hand,
uh-huh.
Go to Cool April Nights, and it's K-O-O-L, April. N-I-T-E-S.
Cool April Nights with a K.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. You guys do fantastic work.
And go on there and you'll see the schedule. You can download it. You could print it. You could do whatever you want. And we're hoping that you come out tomorrow night to kick it off with us.
Thanks, Ken. We'll see you guys in downtown tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to KCNR. Enjoy the show. We'll catch you next month.
To anyone who can do